And then you said, I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, with the chemical laboratory report that Grandpap's rubber mixture is completely worthless, the Edwards, Peabody, and Speer Synthetic Rubber Corporation has gone out of existence. However, its ex-president, L. Edwards, is far from depressed, for he's just been officially appointed to the important position of co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War-Saving Staff. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is answering the phone.
I'll get it, Abbott. It might be from Washington.
Hello, jot-em-down store and library. Lum Edwards, co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff, talking. Ma? Oh, grocery. Just a second. I'll refer you to our Mr. Peabody.
How?
Here, Abner, you take it. It's a grocer order.
Well, all me. You know how to take down a grocer order as well as I do.
I ain't got time for such stuff as that. I'm a government man now.
All you gotta do is just take a pencil.
Abner, don't argue with me, or I'll report you to my new partner, Mr. Morgenthau.
Well, all right, but... How? Your new partner?
Just answer the phone.
Well, you just wait a minute. Have you went in partnerships with somebody else without telling me about it long?
Abner, if you don't take this receiver, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head with it.
Well, all right, but if you went and got yourself another partner... Hello? Yes, Mom? Uh-huh. No, Mom, them are just 4 points now. All right.
Tell us you can buy bonds without any coupons at all.
No, Mom, no potatoes today. Might get some in next week. Sack of flour? What size? All right. There weren't nothing else for you now, was there? Well, I'll try to get it out today. I can't promise nothing, though. All right, Ms. Bradley. Goodbye. Now, Long, who is this fella you've taken in partner's head?
I ain't taking nobody.
You
in.
Said you had...
I was talking about my job as head of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff.
Well, I never knowed you had a partner in that.
Well, I never neither till I showed Dick Huddleston the letter I got. You see, it says that I... Well, wait, I'll read it to you.
Now, don't read that thing again,
Well, just this one sentence.
Because you've read that thing out loud so many times, I might not know it by heart now.
Well, here's all I want to read. This is to officially notify you that you have been appointed co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff. That co-chairman I've been applying to is two fellers.
Two fellers?
Yeah. Co means two, sort of, Dick said.
Well, I don't know. Can they give them that do that?
To what?
Make two fellas out of one that way.
Well, they ain't making two fellas out of one. I ain't two fellas myself, no.
Well, I never thought so. I've only saw one of you running around here today, I know that. What name are you going to call him, Mom?
Call who?
This other fella. You can't call both of yourselves Lom, because you'd never know which one you're talking to.
Oh, for goodness sake.
How about calling him Fred? That's a good name. I love that.
I don't need to call him nothing.
Well, Lum, you can't just go around saying, hey, you, all the time.
Abner, I never said I was two fellas.
I heard you, Lum.
I never. I said co means two. So that means that I'm just half of the co-chairman.
Half a chairman?
Yeah.
Doggy, you look full-size to me.
Well, I am full-size.
They ain't going to throw you in half, are they, Lum?
Of course not.
Doggy, I hope not. I seen them throw a woman in half at the circus once, but I always did think it was some trick to that.
For goodness sake. Abner, can't you understand nothing? What they've done is find two different fellas to run the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff. Me and some other fella.
And the other fella's name is Fred, huh?
No.
Well, who is this Fred you keep talking about?
I never said nothing about Fred. You were the one that brought it up.
Huh?
The fella I mentioned was Morgenthau.
Fred Morgenthau? No. Don't believe I know him.
Henry Morgenthau, the head of the government treasury department.
Oh, sure, I've heard of him, of course.
Well, that's who I figure they teamed me up with for this job.
They have?
Well, the letter don't come right out flat-footed and say that, but I got to studying on it. I'm right nigh sure that's who my co-partner is, as long as the letter come from the Treasury Department and all.
Yeah, but, Lom, I don't believe they'd actually join you up with a big important fella like that now.
I don't know why not. They got awful high opinion of me. Just listen to what they say about me in the letter.
Lom, I don't want to hear that letter again.
Here's the part right here.
I don't want to hear it.
One of Pine Ridge's outstanding citizens and a man with the
qualities and capabilities to direct the war bond program in your community.
Well, how come you to know that so good?
I don't as I ought to. That's all I've heard all day long, you reading that letter to everybody that comes in here.
Well, anyways, that shows right there how much they think of me. And if that other co-chairman ain't Mr. Morgan, though, it's somebody awful big and important. I can tell you that right now. Maybe I ought to telegraph him and ask him who my partner is. But I want to get started on this thing.
Get started?
Yeah, I got a big job ahead of me.
How?
Anyways, I'm going to put on the biggest one war bond campaign this country or any other country's ever saw.
Well, Lama, maybe I could sort of help you get it started some way.
You?
Yeah, that is just till you find out who this other co-feller is.
Well, that's mighty sorry of you to offer your help that way, Adner, but I'm afraid you just ain't the type for this kind of work.
Huh?
Well, you ain't a man with qualities and capabilities, like it said in my letter.
I ain't, huh?
No, it takes more of the executive type. Like, well, for instance, like me and Mr. Morgenthau.
Well, I just thought there might be some little no-count job that I could do for you.
Well, it might be later on.
Later, huh?
After I get everything organized. I can't promise nothing, though. See, this government business is pretty complicated.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. For you, I'm scared.
Well, I reckon I wouldn't be much good at nothing like that.
No, I reckon not. So I might just as well admit them things to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
At least be honest with yourself.
Yeah, that's to try to be. Fact is, it just looks like I ain't much good for nothing, no way.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far to say
well,
that.
Well, it's the truth, Mom. It's the truth. I just ain't no good at all. Just ignorant and no good for nothing.
Don't take it that way, Evan. You're a nice fella.
Well, I might be nice enough, Rick, but I'm ignorant. That's my trouble.
You just ain't got no head for this sort of stuff.
No. No head for it at all. None at all.
But you're a good grocery man. And you're going to have to run the store here by yourself, practical.
I will.
Why, sure.
Because
me and my co-partner are going to have our hands full directing the war bond program.
Doggy's love, just to be honest with you, I just don't believe I'm smart enough to run this store by myself.
Yes, you are.
No, I ain't.
You can do it.
No, it's too much of a risk to leave a fella like me in here.
You've done it 1,000 or 100 times before.
Well, maybe so, but I was younger then, I think. Well, I get ignorant, the older I get.
Cradle.
I do.
You're just as young as you ever was. Now, pull yourself together, Ed. Tell you what I'll do. I might give you a job.
I couldn't handle it.
Well, wait till I tell you what
I'll
do.
I couldn't. I don't care what it is.
I'll let you be the official feller to sweep out my war-saving staff office.
Office?
Yeah. See, I'm going to take over the whole library section there for the office.
I ain't got sense enough to use a broom. I can tell you that.
Yes, you have.
No, I ain't.
You've got plenty of sense to use a broom.
No, I ain't. I know. I don't know how to start. I couldn't tell you that.
I'll have to get another desk summons for my co-chairman. Big executives like him and me got to have separate desks to work at.
Well, if you think I could do that sweeping out job all right, Lou.
Well, sure you could. Just be careful, though. Don't forget you'll be working on government property, almost.
Oh, I'll be careful.
And don't get none of the stuff on our desk mixed up, neither. Especially on Mr. Morgenthau's desk. Or whoever it is, it's fine.
Well, I won't touch a thing on the desk, no.
And all us call us Mr.
Mr.
Don't come in unless you got a pint in it and all that.
Oh, I wouldn't think of doing such a thing, mister.
Well, put the Edwards on there, too.
Oh, Mr. Edwards.
That's Wait a minute. That was Irene there. Better answer it, boy.
Huh?
And if it ain't for me, make it short.
Oh.
I don't want the phone tied up.
Oh.
No telling when I might be getting long-distance calls direct from Washington or something.
Yes, sir, Mr. Elder. Yes, sir. Hello, Jotted Down Thorn Library. Boy talking. Oh, no, this is me, Elizabeth. What? Well, I reckon why they sent it to the house, did it hit the store? Well, read it fast, because Mr. Edders don't want me to use the phone too much.
Yeah, tell her to hurry up, boy.
What's that, Elizabeth? Hey, wait a minute. Read that part again. Well, for the land's sake. Hey, wait a minute. Don't go on. I know the rest of it.
All right, that's long enough, boy. Hang up.
Yeah, say, Elizabeth, do you want any groceries? Yeah, well, good. Just a minute. Here, Long. Take this grocery order.
Grocery order?
Yeah.
Well, that's your department.
I can't bother with no such stuff as that, long as I'm a giver-mint man.
A giver-mint man?
Why, sure, let it just come for me over at the place. Seems like they've appointed me co-chairman or something. The Pine Ridge War Saving Staff, I believe it is. Here, take this phone, boy.